This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli forces shelled tent camps for displaced Palestinians outside Gaza's southern city of Rafah Friday, killing at least 25 people, wounding another 50. This was the latest deadly attack in the Gaza Strip, where hundreds of thousands have fled fighting between Israel and Hamas. It comes less than a month after an Israeli bombing triggered a deadly fire that tore through a camp for displaced Palestinians in southern Gaza. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is reacting to the hostilities between Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group and Israel, after Hezbollah's leader said it had new weapons and intelligence capabilities that could help it target more critical positions deeper inside Israel in the case of an on-off war.
We've seen massive displacements over the last weeks, and we know that that whole...
Let's be clear. The people of the region and the people of the world cannot afford Lebanon to become another Gaza. The parties must urgently recommit to the full implementation of Security Council Resolution 1701 and immediately return to a cessation of hostilities.
Also from Guterres, he said that Russia must abide by U.N. sanctions on North Korea after the two countries signed a deal that included a mutual defense pledge.
There are sanctions approved by the Security Council in relation to the DPRK. Any relationship with DPRK, including the Russian Federation, must entirely abide by those sanctions.
Russian President Vladimir Putin signed the agreement vowing mutual defense with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on a state visit to Pyongyang. Back to Israel. It has established a corridor for the delivery of aid into southern Gaza, but a declared tactical pause in its war with Hamas has brought little relief to desperate Palestinians. This is VOA News. Ukraine is now experiencing rolling blackouts as Russia intensified strikes targeting energy infrastructure over the past 3 months. Residents and businesses of Kyiv are adapting to the absence of electricity using generators, power banks, and flashlights, and even recalculating their bathroom visits. Heavy damage inflicted to the country's power system has left millions feeling uncertain about Ukraine's ability to meet the national electricity demand when the cold season returns. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports the extremely wealthy Hinduja family has been cleared of serious human trafficking charges.
A Swiss criminal court has cleared four members of a billionaire family of charges that they engaged in illegal human trafficking of their servants, mostly illiterate Indians, who were employed at their luxurious lakeside villa in Geneva. But the court convicted Indian-born tycoon Prakash Hinduja and his wife, son and daughter-in-law on lesser charges. The court said the four were guilty of exploiting workers and providing unauthorized employment. No sentence has been issued on these charges yet. The four members of the Hinduja family were accused of seizing workers' passports, paying them in rupees, not Swiss francs, barring them from leaving the villa, and forcing them to work long hours for a pittance. I'm Charles Villadesma.
AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports the Scottish Justice's opinion on Friday's gun control case in an appeal.
Supreme Court justices ruled 8-1 in of a 1994 ban on firearms for people under restraining orders to stay away from their spouses or partners. The justices reversed a ruling from the Federal Appeals Court in New Orleans that had struck down the law. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote for the court and said, "The law uses common sense and applies only after a judge determines that an individual poses a credible threat of physical violence." This is the justices' first Second Amendment case since they expanded gun rights in 2022.
The U.S. state of Louisiana has become the first state where judges can now order offenders guilty of certain sex crimes against children to undergo surgical castration. State's Republican governor signed the bill into law Tuesday. Proponents hope the new law will deter people from committing sex crimes against children. Opponents argue that if it is considered cruel and unusual punishment in violation of the U.S. Constitution, they say it is sure to face legal challenges. The law takes effect August 1st. Punishment would not be automatic, though. It would be at the discretion of a judge and on a case-by-case basis. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.